Hey, boss, that Safe Touch security sign looks different.
Don't let it fool you. It's still the same old Safe Touch we've been avoiding all these years.
I don't like it, boss. I'm getting the sweats just being near the Safe Touch sign.
Yeah, me too. Come on, let's go find a house without Safe Touch.
Right now, activate your existing home security system with Safe Touch Security for zero down for peace of mind with a purpose. Get 24/7 monitoring for about $1 a day and manage your system with a Safe Touch app. Call 888-723-8682 or go to safetouch.com. State license EF2000-1945.
Hey guys, welcome back to Babecast. My name is Megan, and if you haven't heard the pretty awesome news, we are now on iTunes, so this makes it very convenient if you listen to the podcast app on your iPhone or whatever else it is that you Android users have. I don't know anything about Androids. So you should go subscribe because it's super convenient and easy to listen. And the link to that is on my Instagram. It's Megan, MEGHANMILISSA. So go subscribe and follow me if you don't already because I'm always posting the babe of the week. Next week is the first in 18 weeks that I'm going to be off. I am out of town and there will be no brand new Babecast episode, so I'm really sorry. But I have lined up for the following week a really great one, so don't worry. It'll be here before you know it. And I'm pretty sure no one is worried, so I was just saying it. This week, I'm super excited. The episode is super unprofessional. I left my email up and you can hear it bleeping through a couple of things that we're saying. I think I counted about three times, but I didn't want to cut it out because, you know, this is raw and real and in the cut. So I never actually claimed to be a professional, so it's going to be okay. We also had some technical difficulties in the beginning. We recorded and it wasn't picking up her voice. So I also want to thank her for being an amazing sport. She is such a hardworking, incredible super mom. She owns Gwen Mims Salon as well as Gloss Goods. You guys probably know her. She's incredible. About to be a mom of two. She probably already is at this point. Please welcome to Babecast, Gwen Minter. Hey, Gwen.
Hey. Check, check, check.
I feel like we know each other already so well. Okay,
great. I want to start off this podcast by telling everyone that we had already recorded 6 minutes, six solid good minutes. We were really vibing, and then I realized that, hey, Gwen's voice wasn't picking up, so we had 45 people in here trying to fix it, and then one person comes in and says, all you had to do was turn it on.
So you had it turned on. He did something witchy over there. I don't know
he
what
did.
It was, but he
totally did something.
He did.
Whatever. Gwen Mentor, welcome to Babecast.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
I'm sorry about the technical difficulties. This has never happened before. It's very unprofessional.
It's the story of my life, so you're totally fine.
In my defense, I've never claimed to be professional, so. Okay, so you own Gloss Goods, but also just found out that you are actually own a hair salon as well.
I do, yeah, both of them.
Okay, so I didn't know that before you came in here, which is learn something new every day. So that's what you did first.
That's what I did first, yeah. So this salon's been open, Gwen Mims Salon over on Margaret and Oak Street in Riverside, just around the corner from Gloss Goods. We've been there for about 3 years, and Gloss Goods has been there for just over a year.
It's such a baby, Gloss
it's
Goods.
A baby.
Speaking of babies, you are about to have one in 1 week.
Yeah, like any second.
You
like
guys, you literally look amazing. I was like, oh, what are you doing? You're like, 1 week, like so casually. I'm like, wait, what? You look incredible.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel good.
It's very exciting.
It's super exciting.
And you already have another
daughter.
Okay.
She's two and a half.
She's two. Okay.
Super cool. Her name's Brinkley.
Brinkley is like the best name.
Isn't it a good name? I didn't come up with it. You didn't? No, I wish I did. Well, was all my husband. He nailed it.
Was it just random one day?
Yeah, he just randomly was like Brinkley. And I'm like, yeah.
I love it because it's so different.
Mm-hmm. But not
but
weird.
Not,
it's not
creepy.
Like Apple.
Yeah. Not like Gwyneth Paltrow's baby or like something totally random.
No.
I love it. Okay. So do you know what you're having?
A boy.
Are you excited? You're like, my husband's excited.
My husband's super jazzed, excited not to be even more outnumbered by women in the house. I'm terrified because boys are this whole other language.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right?
No, it's exciting. But I always say, like, I want to have kids one day. Mm-hmm. But I always say that I really want a girl because I just feel like it'll be like, I'll get it, you know, because we're a girl. We had to go through all of it. It'll just be, you get this bond with your daughter that you, I'm sure we could have with a son too, but I just want a girl personally, because I personally get along with girls really well.
Totally. Like, you can tell, you're a total girl's girl. I'm a total girl's girl. Like, right. I grew up in a family of women. I work around women. I have businesses that cater to women. I think if I had had a boy at first, I would have, I knew I wanted to be a mom, but it's not like I spent my whole life being like, oh my God, I can't wait to have babies.
No, same.
But I met my husband and wanted to have his babies.
yeah. See, that's usually the way it goes.
Yeah, totally.
Like, the only reason why I want to have kids is because, like, I don't want to die alone. So, like, I'll have somebody there. I know, sorry. It took a turn real quick. Totally kidding. But sort of not.
No, totally.
But, you know, you have your little buddies, like, with you.
Your little mini-me.
Yeah.
And you need a girl. Girls are cool. Girls are really helpful. Like, for fun, she likes to kind of, like, organize things. And
does she?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Don't do that.
No. Ever like no. Not even when they're 30.
No.
Like, actually, no. I think it's worse when they're older. You're like, I live with one, now I'm gonna live with two.
Uh-huh.
But it'll be great, you know.
That'll
you
have awesome. Your
like, cute little one boy, one girl. Do you want more kids?
No
you're done.
That's enough. There's enough going on.
Yeah,
you gotta know when, even I need to know when to quit. So, you know, we'll see. Ask me again in a few years,
but
for now, no.
Okay, so where are you from?
I am originally from South Carolina, but grew up in Jacksonville.
Okay.
I lived here we moved here when I was in elementary school, and I stayed here through college. And then.
So you grew up here?
I did. Grew up here, which is awesome. It's a killer place.
I love it here. And it's just growing every single day. No, I'm from West Palm Beach.
Yeah.
So I moved to Jacksonville probably like 11 years ago. I went to UNF.
Yep.
And then when I graduated, I just stayed. And the reason why I wanted to move to Jacksonville, honestly, is because, like, I love the beach, like, in high school and stuff. So I just was like, oh, you can be so close to the beach in Jacksonville for way more affordable than you can in Palm Beach where all the rich people live.
Totally.
You know? So I was like, all right, I'm going to do it. And UNF seems like a cool school. And I didn't get into a lot of schools. So my options were kind of limited.
Swoop.
Yeah. So I was like, swoop it up. Let's do it. Yeah. But I love Jacksonville. And just in the short time that I've been here, I've seen it grow
so
significantly.
Much. It's a completely different town than it was about 10 years ago, isn't it?
Like, absolutely.
It was just all strip malls and nothing really authentic or interesting going on. And now with all the small businesses that have cropped up and the food scene and the community, it's a really cool, vibey place to be.
There really is so much more culture now, I feel like. And just from doing this podcast, like, I've met so many women who are just, you know, entrepreneurs starting their own businesses, or whether they're working for a company or not. It's just, everybody seems like really motivated and just like want to make the city a better place to live
supportive
in.
Supportive of each other.
Yes.
Especially the women here. There's like a whole fun little subculture going on right now of like female entrepreneurs and girls that are just trying to, you know, get some stuff done. And really, really supportive, like, with what you're doing and how all these people just kind of come out of the woodwork all the time just to make you feel like you're a part of something is really interesting. And I love it.
Right.
You don't really think of that. Didn't used to be the way things went.
I know.
Girl amongst girl.
It's definitely stronger now than it ever has been, which I think is like so important.
So cool.
So you went to New York, right?
Yeah.
You were a hairstylist in New York. Did you say that yet? I know we've talked about this twice now, so I can't remember if you said that already.
I think I did. I did at some point.
Okay.
So I graduated from UNF.
Oh, you did. Okay. What did you go to school for?
I was studio art.
That's awesome.
Nice major.
Well, really what did you want to do? Like, what was your...
I thought I wanted to work in a museum, so I worked at the Kummer.
You did.
During college. I thought I was going to go... get my MBA. I thought I was going to move to Chicago, get my MBA, and then be a curator at a museum, which is just not at all what I'm
doing.
Is
it realistic thing? Because that sounds like a really cool job, but also really hard and maybe a lot of competition.
Yeah. Really, really slim pickings in the job market. And it wouldn't have been a good fit for me.
Right.
Like, I still love that kind of thing. I'm super interested in it, but I need to be around more people, more energy.
What you're doing is very different. You're always around people.
Totally. But so I moved up to New York because I wanted to be a hairdresser. So worked up there for about 9 years. Was behind the chair for half the time. The half time I was on shoots and sets and doing stuff like that.
Oh, that's awesome.
World. Super cool.
Because there's like a lot more opportunity as far as sets and shoots in New York, I imagine, than Jacksonville. One day.
We're getting there little by little.
Yeah.
Stayed up there for pretty much all up until I left the day after my 31st birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So how long have you been back for?
I've been back here for 3 years.
Okay.
And so I moved home and then It took me about 6 months, but I got the salon open, which has been killer, and I love it, and it's beautiful and busy and great, great staff.
Did you have that in mind when you moved back that that's what you wanted to do, was open your own salon?
Yeah, I couldn't really decide. I talked to different salons here in town, but I figured, if you're going to do it, just do it.
Right.
Just go ahead and do it. No matter what, it's going to be hard transitioning into a new place. So you may as well just make it really hard and
might as well.
For it, right?
Yeah.
Like, why not? Like, I was used to working like crazy up there, so I may as well take that.
Do it extra hard, but then get what you really want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you have these hoops. I feel like you have these like hoops in your life that they present themselves and you just got to jump through them. And
right.
It's little like windows of opportunity that you can do whatever you want at any given time, but sometimes things are just aligning where you have to just kind of like put on your big girl pants.
Yeah.
Do it.
Did you meet your husband up there or did you meet him here?
I met him here.
You did.
Over barbecue.
So you just wanted to move back and then that's where
then I met him. How crazy is that?
Like right away?
I met him. Oh gosh, maybe a couple of months after I decided to move back.
Okay.
So I was coming back to town a lot, pretty much like once a month to try to look for a space to put the salon, and I met him then.
See, that's how you know, like, I mean, I hate to be cliche and lame, but like everything kind of happens and works out for some type of reason.
It totally
You just
does.
Wanted to move back because you just wanted to, and then that just happened to work out for you.
Yeah, totally.
Where did you meet him?
At a friend's birthday party over barbecue.
Oh, really? Okay, mutual friends then.
Mutual friends.
There you go. That's awesome. Lots of beer.
Yeah.
That helps to meet someone.
It helps.
Liquid courage. Okay. So I know you're obviously very busy and you have two businesses that you're running, a family, a baby on the way.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing to do, like mom night out? Or do you not really like to do it? Do you like to just stick with the fam? Or do you like to get some girl time in?
I love to get girl time in.
Right.
I think it's so, so important. To be really honest, most of my activities take place in the first half of the day.
Okay.
I'm not a night owl anymore.
No, I'm not either. And I don't even have kids, so I have no excuse. I just don't
It's not fun.
No. I like to, like, obviously you're pregnant, so you probably haven't drank in a long time, but I like to day drink preferably than...
Love it.
Yeah.
I was having drinks with a girlfriend the other day. Mocktails.
Mocktails, yeah.
Pregtinis.
Do you get like really crafty and creative when it comes to mocktails since you're pregnant? That's going to be the hardest part for me. And not to sound like an alcoholic.
No.
But it's going to be really hard.
Well, because socially, it just kind of, because before, like once a week or so, I would meet up with girlfriends and we'd go to happy hour. That's
right.
Like what you do.
Right.
But this is what you do. You either go to Orsay over in Riverside or Black Sheep.
Love both those places.
Love both those places. And they treat you like a queen. And it's not awkward at all. You'll just kind of sit down the bar and be like, hey, will you just make me something without alcohol? And they just, it's always delicious. It looks like a regular drink. So you don't feel like you're missing a meat.
Right.
Yeah,
and it kind of
really
feels like you're having a cocktail.
It's
without
fun.
Like, you know.
And they ring them up. If you look at your ticket when you're done, they ring up his Pregtinis.
Oh my God, really?
Sold.
That's so cute.
So sold.
I love it.
But we were sitting there the other day, my friend Kelly and I, we were sitting at Black Sheep and we're up on the roof and we're having fun. And then all of a sudden, like you just kind of look around and the crowd shifts so much at 8:30. We're like, this always happens. Like 8:30 clicks. And I'm like, who are these people? What are we doing here?
Like, you feel like out of place.
Yes. So I'm like, okay, we're out of here. So
no, I get it.
Yeah,
we'll do
dinners. We'll do drinks. We do lots of breakfasts and coffees.
Yeah.
I'm at Brew pretty much every morning. In
I love Brew.
I love Brew.
But I live at the beach, so I don't get to go to all those places as much. But
when I'm out there,
I try to hit as many as I can. It's like kind of a hike for me, you know?
It's far. I feel like the beach is totally taking over Five Points, like with Hoptinger.
I know.
And then there's some pizza place. Have you heard about this?
No.
I don't know what it's called. Somebody Google it. It's a pizza place that's going in an old pizza place, but they're from the beach. There's just all these different things.
Pizza? No, that's not. Or no. Biggies or something?
I don't know.
I don't know. But one of our favorite places down there is Sunray. We go all the time. Yeah, because my boyfriend used to not drink.
Uh-huh.
So it was a shift recently. But he used to not drink at all. So it was like a place where we could both kind of go. Like I could get a drink and we could watch a movie. And it was like really fun for the both of us to do. And it's so good. Yes, I love their pizza.
They just need to open a pizza shop.
I know. It's so good.
Pizza.
It's really good. So that's like one of my favorite places down there we go to a lot. And then Five Points is just, there's so much stuff. So I want to talk about Gloss Goods. Obviously, I didn't realize that you had both companies. So you're like... Nonstop Supermom.
Thanks.
Where'd you get the name from? I love it.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know. I just called it that. We were just going to call it Gloss, and then it was too hard to get it like an Instagram handle.
Really?
Yeah, so then I just picked out other words to go with it. So Gloss Goods.
Just like random? Because it's really cute together.
Because the store, it's beauty. It's primarily beauty. So there's a bunch of makeup lines there. There's some hair care, but there's also jewelry and some gifts, and it's all pretty glossy.
Yeah, I love
and
it.
Good.
And your aesthetic like is amazing
Thank
and perfect.
You.
So it's decorated perfectly. If you guys, all the things is like my favorite sign I've ever seen. See, I've never been there. I've like peeked through and I'm like, oh, I love this place. And I've never even been there before. I've seen pictures and like photos of like people who are in there or whatever. And you just do such a great job. I feel like it really is so cool and
it's
like unique.
Cool. It feels super authentic.
It does.
There, which is really nice. And I feel like it was a little bit of a hole. There's so many really cool shops in Jacksonville, really cool restaurants. As far as like apparel goes, if you want to go find like a cute dress, there's so many boutiques.
But oh yeah, absolutely.
If you want like makeup, you went to Sephora. That's literally the only place you can go. And so you have all these like cool girls that live downtown with nowhere to go. So we figured we may as well make them a place to go.
And you go to like one of those makeup shops and it's kind of overwhelming. There's like 45 million people who work there.
No,
and then it's like, there's too many people and it's just overwhelming. And then I'm always like, I don't know what I want, and then I leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is why this place is great. So explain what kind of stuff that you guys have in your store.
So all the things.
All the things.
all the things.
I know you said makeup, but like, is there just like random thing or is there just kind of like a theme?
Well, all the beauty brands are indie, so that's cool. So we have four different makeup lines that all the makeup lines are all natural. Two of them are all organic, so they're super healthy as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
But you wouldn't really catch that vibe when you look at them. There's nothing crunchy about it. It feels really chic and current and fresh and young. And
the packaging is so important.
It's so important.
It really is.
It makes
me want to buy it if it looks cool.
Mm-hmm. And
it's
that's
true.
The whole like store that really does come into play when I'm doing all the buying. It's like it has to fit into the story.
Right.
You know, you want everything that's sitting out. You don't need a lot of stuff, but the things that you have around you need to be beautiful.
Right.
Like, it's just kind of how
it catches your eye and then it makes you want to be like, oh, what is this?
Need that.
Yeah.
I have that.
Absolutely.
So makeup lines, and we have a couple of hair care lines. We had one over at the hair salon, and I had been thinking about bringing in more, but figured we would just do a store instead, so it's not overwhelming.
So is that kind of how it started? Like you had the hair salon and you had like a little boutique like in the hair salon and you're like, I want to make this bigger?
Pretty much.
Was that like your inspiration?
Pretty much. We had been expanding retail, but I'm a big believer that when you're doing a business, you should focus on what you do and what you do perfectly. And once you start to kind of spread outside of that too much, everything gets diluted.
And like maybe overwhelming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just lose it. I don't know. It starts to get muddy, for me at least.
Right.
So I'd been thinking about it, but not really thinking about it. But then one day after work, my family and I were walking through Five Points to go over to Alewife, and this little space, they were putting up a for rent sign. So I'm like, oh my goodness. So I like run over to it. My husband's rolling his eyes. He's like, here she goes again. Like, what's she gonna do?
More businesses.
Why? We don't have time. And it was this space is amazing. If you've been in, it's tiny. Like it really does feel like you're in Brooklyn.
Right.
And
it's what it reminds me of, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Cool to have that like in our hometown.
Totally.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about these larger metropolitan areas. You do, like, you have these tiny little shops that are in your neighborhood where you go for your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like almost like a modern general store.
Right. And you can just run up and get something new and different and cute.
Yes.
What's your favorite product that you sell right now?
Oh, okay. There's a couple.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
There's a couple. We have this stuff called Fur, and it's for if you get an ingrown hair in summertime, right? Oh my gosh.
What does it do?
It just makes it go away, like overnight.
Really?
It's all natural, super healthy. So I'm obsessed with that right now.
Can you put it anywhere?
You can put it anywhere. And it's awesome. So that's been like the biggest lifesaver ever with
that's
summer.
That's great.
And then we have the prettiest jewelry ever. Super, super pretty.
Okay, there's a necklace that I want so badly.
Which one?
And I can't say it. Because it's
Oh my God, don't you love it?
I want it so bad.
It's so good. We just restocked those. We brought in a whole bunch of them.
I really need to go there because I keep thinking about it. I've just seen it on your Instagram and I was like, I need that. I want it.
Didn't you have Christina? Did you have Christina?
Yeah, Christina was in here and she had it.
She got it. Like literally, like we posted it on Instagram and she ran up like an hour later.
I saw her post about it and then I saw your recent Instagram that said restocked and I was like, I need to go get that.
You gotta go get it. No,
it's
you need
so
it.
Cool. I love it.
Gloss Goods, 826 Lomax Street.
So you got like you have like jewelry and stuff.
Okay, so, we have jewelry, we have cosmetics, we have hair care, we have really great gifts and like weird fun stuff, and it's just all really beautiful.
And it's a good place to go if you need to get somebody a present too, because they definitely have something that's different that not different. You can't find at the mall.
Fun. It's just fun and light and beautiful and like well done. Fun little factoid that I didn't even realize until a couple of weeks ago. We brought in a couple of new girls to work with us because we've gotten a lot busier, which is awesome. And I was doing the training and walking them through all the products. And I noticed that all but three of our lines are women-owned brands.
Oh, really?
Isn't that cool?
That's amazing.
Didn't even plan it. But now I'm like, we should really, really run with this. But it just kind of happened.
So, right.
Yeah.
Now you can keep it that way.
I know, right?
That's really great.
Look at that. It's so nice.
I love it. Do you sell anything local or is it all kind of just from wherever? Like, how do you find the products that you want to buy for the store?
I'm going to market.
Okay.
Yeah. So I go to market up in New York. A lot of the cosmetics, the beauty just in general is just from me being in the industry for a long time and just my, kind of my favorite
things. Yeah.
Because you got to kind of keep it fresh. I mean, the store is tiny. When you walk in, it's I think it's like 400 square feet. It's like, it's this tiny little footprint.
Yeah, it looks really small. But
it's really small. But that's the
magic
of it.
You fit a lot of little cool things in there.
Totally. Right. We try to kind of keep things moving so that there's always something new and exciting to kind of discover and pick up. And
right.
But all super healthy and clean, minimal.
Right. I love it. Do you ever partner with local businesses or anything? Or do you have like little...
I don't know,
pop-up shops or anything like that?
We do. We had a big party about a month ago. You should have come. It was really fun.
I know. I should have.
Yeah.
When was this?
This was
I probably saw it.
A few weeks. I don't know. In my head, you should see the calendar in my head. Like, I don't know where we are.
I don't know how you're you. I'm going to be honest.
Either. No idea.
I'm so impressed.
I'm very thankful for the people that work with me and my family that they don't absolutely kill me because my brain. Everybody's like, oh, how do you do it? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. What's happening?
You're just a superhero. I told you, super mom.
But we had a party. It was in Five Points, the Merchant Association has this thing called Spring Fest every year where they kind of close down the street and all like the bars open up and it's super, super fun. So we had a big party with
that. Amazing.
Where we had different pop-ups from local vendors come in, like cycle through the day. And then normally every couple of months we'll do a pop-up with a local vendor. So there's this girl named Shannon Green that makes really cool necklaces. We carry some jewelry from BGB. She and her husband are local jewelry designers.
You're going to have to send me all these names so I can get them all to come in here. Because, that's the whole point. So do you guys, obviously you have people helping you now. Like when you first started, was it just you? Or is your husband involved in your businesses or does he have his own thing going on?
He has his own thing going on. He has a lot of things going on too.
You guys are the same person.
We are. He works. He has like a 9-to-5. He works in foster care. So he works with kids, which is super cool.
Oh, wow. That's so adorable.
And he's also a jewelry designer.
What?
I know.
Nice.
So he just started doing that a couple of years ago and you can find it at the store. They're really beautiful.
Are you wearing anything that he's made right now?
Yeah, this bracelet.
That I was just looking at that. That's
cool?
So cool.
He
made it like at your house?
Cuffs. Yeah, he has a studio out in the garage.
Oh my gosh, that's
And it's
so
like
cool.
Smoking hot because like you go out there and he's like blaring his tunes with his shirt off and like an anvil, like making stuff.
Damn.
I know.
Congratulations.
Jackpot. Totally. And he builds things. So like the store and the salon, he definitely like physically got it all together for
really?
Me.
Really?
Yeah,
that's great.
Cool. He has a great aesthetic.
It's convenient.
It is. Very cool.
A built-in handyman.
Totally. Pay favors.
Okay, so you have employees.
We do. We've got a great team of five girls that are all super interesting, really smart. They all have their own like side hustle. So two of them do social media. One of them is a florist. We've got a couple of girls that are still in college. And
okay, cool.
So it's this really fun, interesting energy that they all bring to the table that's really inspiring.
How do you meet them? Like, do they apply like on your website or something? Like, if somebody wanted to work for you, like, what would they do?
It's funny. We were just hiring a couple of people, and we put something on social media, and I literally can't even count how many resumes we got, which was the most flattering thing because everyone, I'm opening them and I'm like, oh my gosh, she likes us?
Yeah.
She likes us?
Well, for real, like you guys, you're so unique. It's so cool. Different. So people get really excited when there's an opportunity like that because they want to be a part of it.
And that's the fun thing about being a part of a small business. You really get to be a part of it. Like I'll hand over the keys and be like, treat it like it's yours today. Like do something new, do something fun. I always want everyone's ideas and it's cool. That's what makes it feel so fresh.
Do they help you with more than just like opening and closing the store and selling the products? Do they help you like give your input with like what products to buy and stuff like that?
Totally.
That's awesome. So you have like a little team.
We do. We've got an awesome team. They're incredible women.
That's great. So they run your social. Do you have a website?
We don't have a website. Well, no, we don't have a website.
There's a splash page up, and the plan was by Christmas last year to have e-commerce launched. But that is a whole other animal.
Okay.
Like, and that's just not my brain.
So you just have like a page that says like, this is the address.
Yeah.
If you need to email me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're working on now. We're actually starting a blog. I'm going to start there because we have all these amazing stories about all the different products. And we have all these tips and techniques.
Yes.
And so many things like that we want to share with our girls that we're going to start there. And then.
And then like your girls working there can help you obviously
totally.
Run that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's their game. Like I'm great with content. I like to take the creative lead about our whole look and things like that.
Right.
But as far as I'm pretty low tech.
Really?
Yeah. I'm very
so they're
low
running
tech.
Your social and stuff.
We just had an amazing girl named Caitlin who's worked at the store since we've opened. She took over a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
With both businesses, when things start, I like to be completely at the helm.
Just okay.
Like for first year to kind of get everything. As far as like the vision of the brand solidified.
Off on the right track and like the way that you mm-hmm. want things.
But then hand it off because someone can make it better. You know, because now she's kind of like editing and refining it, making it stronger and stronger and stronger every day, which I'm very thankful for.
Do you look for those type of people when you hire them
yes.
to that you can mm-hmm. make sure like you want someone who knows maybe more
yes.
to help you?
You have to know your limits. Like, I know things. I'm a smart woman. Like, I can do things, but no.
No,
like,
yeah.
Especially, this makes me sound like I'm not old. I'm 34. But, like, if you have a girl that, like, rolls in who's 20, like, her vibe and her energy is going to be
no,
so different.
No, I get that.
It's a resource. So kind of letting them do that so I can kind of focus on the business and the buying and things
well,
like that.
Well, everything now, especially because I just turned 32, like, you, the mm-hmm. difference between 30 and 20, like,
it's
you
big.
Know, and, like, I don't know, Snapchat or Instagram stories. There's so much to keep up with.
There
Facebook,
the,
you know, it's like you can't do all that by yourself.
No.
Like you need, and there's always new crap every single day
yeah.
that you learn about. And I'm just like, wait, how do I do the little moving emoji? Like, I don't know how to do any of that. Like,
no
I do feel like
idea.
A 9-year-old.
Totally. And you have the general idea. And I think it's important to like have, you know, your hands in it and have like some direction in it. But no, just let... Hire great people and let them do their jobs.
That's so smart because, like, I mean, working for, like, a corporation,
yeah.
I feel like it is a lot of people who are like, this is the way it should be and this is the way it's always been. But
yeah.
just because that's the way it's always been doesn't necessarily mean
nope.
that's what's going to work for the future.
No.
So that's such a good mentality to have mm-hmm. because I feel like everything is always constantly changing. You need
so
other opinions and voices to...
That's the only way you'll stay afloat and
yeah.
stay fresh and stay interesting. And then who wants to do something if you're not learning something?
Right.
Like that's the whole entire thing why I'm so addicted to like opening businesses and doing things like this right now. Because you learn so much by doing and then you get these teams and you work on these teams and they're so like fresh and interesting. And
right. And you're just constantly learning.
Yeah. It's really exciting.
It is exciting. So are you, do you have any more plans for the future? Are you like going to open up another salon, open up
no.
another store? You're like, my husband told me I'm done.
There is one thing that I was kind of thinking about, but I'm trying not to think about other things right
okay.
now.
Okay.
It's
you're
hard
sticking
not to
it. I know.
You get these ideas and you get so excited and motivated, but right now I'm thinking about having my son and.
Right.
taking some time off for the first time in my life.
How long are you taking off?
I'm taking off 3 months.
Wow.
Right?
That's so great though.
It's really cool. I've literally never.
Are you going to be able, like some people are like, are so hard to turn off.
I mean, probably not realistically, but.
But it's nice to know that you can.
I can. So I think it'll be a good opportunity to slow down and like really enjoy.
I wish more women were like able to have that, you know, just because I feel like you should be able to be home with your baby in the beginning and get that time. Some places don't allow it, unfortunately. But
don't get me started.
No, I know. I
we
mean,
could do a show.
We don't have
that.
To go down that road.
It's fascinating, but no, it should be really cool. And, you know, that's kind of the goal, and that's kind of like the whole entire idea of like women nowadays and like modern feminism is like making choices and supporting.
Needs to keep
choices.
Going in that direction instead of backwards, you know.
For sure.
Do you have a name for him?
Yeah, his name's Ford.
Ford?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you have the best baby names.
I know.
When I get pregnant one day, I'm gonna call you and I'm gonna be like, can you help me?
I will name her.
Did you guys do like a gender reveal party? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I think
so. Do you think that's cool or do you think that's lame?
Well, I mean, to each her own.
Yeah.
But no.
No.
That's,
I see them all over Facebook and I was like, is that the thing now? I mean, I'm so out of that.
They get balloons and they pop balloons or like cakes and
Did you just like have an envelope and you opened it and you were like,
I just went to the doctor.
Right. You're like, okay, then that's what you're like, the doctor says a boy. Okay. But I didn't know if like your husband was like with you, if you had to like wait.
Yes, my husband
okay.
was there and my daughter came with us.
Okay.
Which, I mean, she was two. She really could have cared less. We just promised her pizza afterwards. But
have you seen the videos where the siblings find out that it's like a boy or a girl and they get so upset?
So upset. But, yeah, the good news is Brinkley really wanted a brother. I've been asking
her
did?
A lot.
I keep kind of trick her too. And I'm like, do you want a sister? She's like, no.
I wonder why. She's like, I could have a boy around, I guess. Yes. They'll be best buds. It'll be cute.
Totally. She'll keep him in line.
Yeah. Okay, so just before I let you go, do you have any advice for anyone in general who's like looking to kind of start off on their own? Because that's something that you did. You know, you're up in New York working for someone else, and then you're like, this is what I'm going
to
do.
Yeah. You just kind of have to do it. To be totally honest, there's never going to be a good time. There's never going to be enough resources. You just have to really sit down with your thoughts and decide what to do. And you just got to do it.
Right.
You want help. You want support from the people around you. But the more you can do on your own, I think is really, really strong. Just do it.
Just do it.
Just got to do it.
I get that answer a lot, but it's so true.
It's like, really true.
And
listen to the energy around you and kind of like vibe it out a little bit. If you feel sick to your stomach about, actually, I do have advice. I forgot about this one.
No, you're good.
So the way that I've decided for sure with both of my businesses is I kind of go through a process of thinking about what it would be like to have it. So like living in that world for a minute, spending a couple of days and just imagining and visualizing that, okay, this is Gloss Goods. This is my store. This is what it is. This is what 9 to 5 looks like.
Right.
And then I spend a couple of days thinking about if I had walked away from the opportunity. And whichever one makes me feel less sick, they'll both make you feel sick. But whichever one is like unbearable, then it'll tell you what to do. So we've done it with like 5 different businesses. And these are the 2 that I've decided to go with.
Wow.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, that's great. And that makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're more upset about leaving it than not doing it, then that's obviously the decision that you should make.
And you're not going to fail. You have to take that out too. It's just not an option.
Right.
Just don't fail.
Nope.
You're not allowed to.
No, I like it.
It's too expensive and embarrassing. So just don't. Just work.
You
harder.
Won't do it. So don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Not going to happen.
Don't worry about something that hasn't happened yet.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Tell everybody where they can follow you on social, whether it be your personal or your businesses, whatever you prefer.
All of them. So Gloss Goods, you can find us at Gloss Goods on Instagram. It's kind of sort of online at glossgoods.com. The salon, we're Gwen Mims Salon.
Can you spell it
for
people? Because that's something that I'm really bad at sometimes. So
that
I just want to.
A doozy. So Gwen Mims Salon, GWYNNE, M as in Mary, IMS Salon.
Okay.
So that's at Gwen Mims Salon.
Go get your hair did.
Get your hair did.
Then stop by and get a nice little present for yourself. You know,
lock away.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. All the things.
Thank you, Gwen, so much. You're amazing.
How do people feel about getting Bick Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.